The city of Pensacola has rescinded its claim to back royalties and interest from two restaurants that are on city-leased property downtown. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the decision was made Tuesday morning.
City officials backed off their claims that Collier Merrill and his firm, Great Southern Restaurants, owed more than $5 million in default lease payments over the past 13 years, involving the Fish House and Atlas Oyster Bar.
We got that letter pretty much out of the blue. Our attorneys met with their attorneys and agreed to rescind the letter. We did agree that, you know, we'd meet. We've always said we'd meet with them anytime if they want to talk about some issues, and that's how we ended it.
Talks to resolve the situation began Monday without said city officials. Merrill's attorney, Bruce Partington, met instead with members of the private law firm Beggs & Lane, who represented the city rather than city attorney Jim Messer.
They'd gotten together, I guess, our attorneys and the city's attorney, and decided they would meet on their own and came back with that they would rescind the letter, which is the main thing I wanted, you know, pulled away, that we weren't under default. Yeah, there's no more accusation that we haven't paid rent.
Speaking at the Pensacola City Council's agenda review meeting on Monday, Councilwoman Sherry Myers wanted to hear from Messer about the impasse.
That we obtain an update from the city attorney and the mayor regarding the pit slip, and that the documents requested be provided to city council.
At the risk of pulling the scab off the old wound between executive and legislative powers, the city attorney doesn't have any update to give anyone.
Myers' motion seeking the information failed for lack of a second, but Messer still pledged his full cooperation.
Assuring counsel and Councilwoman Myers, I would be glad to assist her in obtaining any of these documents.
The original lease for the Pit Slip Marina property was signed in 1987 between the city and the firm Seville Harbor, whose founder, Ray Russenberger, subleased it in 2000 to Great Southern Restaurants. For Collier Merrill, the last 3 weeks of disputes end with vindication.
You know, we've been there for 13 and a half years. The last letter we sent to them was that we'd renewed our leases and that they ever wanted to talk. There was a couple issues we'd like to talk about. You know, we didn't hear back from them until we got this notice of default, so I'm pleased that the city decided to rescind it. And, yeah, it's been difficult that, you know, you got people wondering if we're going to close in 90 days, people not booking their parties, and so it's been consuming.
Merrill pays Russenberger about $40,000 a year in ground lease fees. Russenberger then pays his fees for Pitt's slip to the city. Attorney Bruce Partington says those are two separate transactions.
The way the lease works is you pay a certain amount each year as the ground lease, and then if tenant, in this case Seville Harbor's revenues, exceed a certain threshold, then the percentage rent kicks in. But the revenues received by Seville Harbor have never met that threshold.
Next up, Collier Merrill says he'll have to repair what he calls damages to his restaurant's business, brought about by the lease flap.
Our repairs is that we got to get out. That Fish House is not going anywhere. We've renewed our lease to 2045. You know, there's people that were hesitant to book parties next October for a wedding, say. You know, they're not sure if they're there. They got to book something else. There's employees that couldn't wait till the last minute in February, and all of a sudden they got to start looking for work, even though we try to assure them every day we're fine.
If there were any silver lining, says Merrill, it's that the Fish House and Atlas received an outpouring of support from local residents and fans, and that perhaps the city would think twice before sending out a similar letter to another business.
We've always been available. It's not like we're living in California not answering phone calls. I'm in downtown Pensacola and get a letter with no warning, no call, nobody checking out anything out of the blue that says you're in default of your lease for 13 years and that we're kicking you out in 90 days. I'd never have agreed with that. I don't think it was the right thing to do.
Efforts to reach Mayor Ashton Hayward and or City Administrator Colleen Castile were not successful. Besides rescinding the default notice, the letter of agreement also says that legitimate issues remain. It calls for open and frank discussion toward reaching a final resolution sometime in the final weeks of 2013. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.